Updated research shows homelessness continues to rise across Ontario, with rural communities seeing the fastest growth. New data released by the Association of Municipalities of Ontario shows nearly 85,000 people experienced homelessness in 2025. That's an 8% increase from the previous year and a 50% jump since 2021. The report warns that without meaningful intervention, homelessness in Ontario could double by 2035, reaching close to 300,000 people during an economic downturn. The research also highlights a sharp rise in homelessness outside major urban centers. Rural homelessness increased by more than 30% last year, while Northern Ontario saw an increase of more than 37%. The findings point to major challenges in rural areas, including limited shelter capacity, a lack of affordable housing, fewer specialized supports, transportation barriers, and growing pressure from people moving out of larger cities. While targeted investments have reduced large urban encampments, the report notes a growing number of smaller, dispersed encampments across the province. Nearly 2,000 encampments were reported in 2025, up from about 1,400 the year before. The County of Wellington says the Guelph-Wellington area is experiencing similar trends. Since 2018, experiences of homelessness have increased by 25% locally. In 2025, the community saw a monthly average of 263 individuals experiencing homelessness. At the same time, the county says local investments and a community-wide approach have helped limit the growth of chronic homelessness, keeping Guelph-Wellington well below the provincial average between 2018 and 2025. In recent years, 100 new transitional supportive housing units for youth and adults have opened, alongside expanded prevention programs, rapid rehousing initiatives, and rent supports. Shelter capacity has also increased significantly. The number of shelter beds in the community has grown from 52 in 2018 to 149 in 2025. A winter response plan is also in place, offering people experiencing unsheltered homelessness a dedicated warm place to stay around the clock during the winter months. Despite the progress, county officials say municipalities can't solve the crisis on their own. The County of Wellington is joining AMO in calling for coordinated action across all levels of government, including with increased provincial and federal investment in affordable housing, mental health and addiction services, and income supports. The report points to decades of underinvestment in deeply affordable housing and social supports as key drivers of the crisis. Ontario remains the only province where responsibility for social housing has been downloaded to municipalities, even as local spending on housing and homelessness programs reached $2 billion in 2025. AMO's recommendations include more than $11 billion over 10 years to build over 75,000 new affordable and supportive housing units, as well as an additional $2 billion to ensure people living in encampments are quickly and appropriately housed. Wellington County says progress is possible, but without long-term coordinated funding, the crisis of homelessness will continue to grow. I'm Paul Harriet, reporting for The Grand at 101 and the Local Journalism Initiative.